any thought of showing this in Poland?
Yes. There is a very special arrangement that I'm making with Poland. Poland opens a new museum of the Polish Jews in Warsaw and a brand new auditorium for 400 people. I am working on a Polish version with a Polish narration, which will have actually full length of 90 minutes, because a lot of material, 37 hours, that I gathered, really are speaking to the very specific Polish experience of neighbors to the Jews, to the question of anti-Semitism, to the question of heroism, indifference. And my characters, including myself in the film, were commenting on those things. And they were kind of the adults looking at their childhood and the surroundings. But in this version for the international public, I cut it out, this fat around it, no matter how interesting it was. I wanted to go to the bones of emotion. But I think that in the Polish version, I can do it because they have a special angle for the film. And also they saw a lot of films that are feature and documentaries. And also they live on the grounds of the ghetto. So on one hand, the revelation for non-Poles, which is the physical presence of touching the ground of the ghetto, and only you notice this, my concept that the Holocaust is not Nazis, it's not Adolf Hitler, it's not the plan of killing the Jews, but whatever child can remember from this glimpses of memory. I mean, this physical aspect of the Warsaw ghetto is known to Poles because it's in their city. So, therefore, emotion itself is not enough for them, but they have a lot of unanswered questions, especially young generation. How that it was anti-Semitism? How that my great-grandparents reacted? Could they help or could not? This film actually signals some of the things in two scenes when we visit the places where we were and we confront Polish people, but there is more material about it, and that would make this version different than others. In the fall.
In
September.
Okay. I would love to hear how that goes. Would that be something that you could...
I think that there will be mainly a new generation. There's something going on with 20-year-old Poles today, 3, 4, sometimes 5 even generation after the beginning of the war. They find themselves as anthropologists. They find themselves that they discover something that they didn't know. The communist propaganda put a taboo label of this whole story for complicated reasons. They wanted to take credit for war, and they didn't want to speak about Holocaust. They knew that the anti-Semitism still exists. In a sense, they wanted the non-Jews to envy the Jews, not only their success, but even their death, that is somewhat more dramatic. So, as there was an emptiness, and then finally in the free democratic Poland, they have a way of discovering for themselves. And so they're very curious. And it's actually a pleasure for a filmmaker to discover something for the audience, something I didn't know. I told yesterday that there is a very nice, a very simple a formula for a good film. Tell me what I didn't hear, and show me what I haven't seen. And I think I was able to take out of the Holocaust subject this approach, and they will resonate with Polish viewers also. I'm 76 years old. I'm making films for 50 years, and I have about 50 films made in Poland, Denmark, France, Europe, and mostly in the United States. And I decided that if I leave their films as they are, and the full films and DVDs, they will end up in some garbage can. And so that advertise them on the internet and tell some people will have a very limited effect. I decided to create a film comics on internet, created a big website called Life on Mars, M-A-R-Z. That's how my students called me, because the name Marzynski was too long for them. And put those 50 pages, one for each film, in which an hour and a half long film is actually shown in 12 minutes in 5 or 6 clips, like in the comics, with some print around them and with some quick question and answer, so that people can spend 15 minutes and watch the film. And if they want to, of course, see the entire film, there will be also this option. So I'd like to place my filmmaking on the internet and my Holocaust childhood internet in the hand of the young non-Jews so they can use it in their future life. Nice cleaning desk.
Very nice desk cleaning.
The desk will be clean.
But it will be clean and will be able, and all sorted, so we can find things.
Right.
Yeah.
A new desk will be created, post-mortal.
Yeah. Now, is this up yet?
Eternal.
Is this, have you started this?
Yes, this summer, actually.
Okay. So there will be, will this be on your regular website?
I think they will going to go on probably at the end of the year. Life on Mars, if you ever... Not planet, but M-A-R-Z, the first 4 letters of my name.